From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama met at the Pentagon Thursday with top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. Mr. Obama told reporters afterward that ISIL is losing ground.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
Mr. Obama denied that a payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release was a ransom. The president said the transfer was announced in January, a day after implementation of the nuclear agreement with Iran. During a visit to Argentina Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry defended the move.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
On another topic, the president told reporters Thursday that he is not confident that he can trust the Russians and their president, Vladimir Putin, to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. Mr. Obama said Russia may not be able to end the violence, quoting now, either because they don't want to or because they don't have sufficient influence over Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Taliban Thursday claimed responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province. Six of the tourists were wounded, their Afghan driver also wounded. Also, a Pakistani helicopter crash-landed in Afghanistan's Logar province. Officials say the copter caught fire after it was landed. A group of men seized six people and took them to an unknown location. This is